Birds live in all kinds of weather and are untouched by it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Birds live in all kinds of weather and are untouched by it. We think that we have to have frozen ankles or frozen toes or frostbite. We think we have to have all these silly things. And why do we have them? Because we think we have to have them. Now, they say, well, what about a little baby? A little baby doesn't know he's supposed to have it. Oh, yes, he does. RC is something that's Roman Catholic Church. RC has been around for a long time. And RC is what affects all of us unless we disaffect ourselves from it. RC is race consciousness. What is the consciousness of the race? What does your mother think you should do? What does your father think you should do? What do the neighbors think you should do? What do the people say? Oh, you're going to kill yourself if you do that, you know. And it's cold outside. Put your muffler on, you know. It's cold outside and rainy outside. You get your feet wet, you get a cold, you know. So these are all race consciousness things. They are have nothing to do with reality. I told the story about the Army having a test for some people, soldiers, up in Alaska, and having them live out of doors naked in winter with nothing at all to keep them warm, just their food and so forth. And they had tarpaulins, the blankets they could lay on, you know, but they could not cover up with anything. They were just always out. It was a test that they were put to see if how they could respond, because they have survival tests. And of course, you were surviving for good there. But if the people felt difficult about it, they could quit any time. But those who were macho and were able to handle it were able to handle it. And they were told that coldness is in their mind. Coldness is in their thought. And that if a penguin can go around not eating for 3 or 4 months and hold an egg on his feet, you know, and his feet are, you know, just so much sickness between the blood vessels and the ice-cold sheet of ice that they're walking on, and still be untouched. We tell about the Tierra del Fuego Indians at the tip of South America. When the explorers first made around the horn down there, around the tip of South America, they saw these native Indians living there at the tip, which is, you know, like iceberg country. And they went ashore, and they met them, and they had robes, but they used the robes to carry things in, not to wear. And they would take off the robes, and they would go into the ocean naked, and they would fish for fish, and the children would play in the water of the ocean, and while the parents were fishing, because they were having a good time, because the children were not affected by the cold. Now, that is, you might say, an immunity that is built up over time. That's a condition that's built up over time. No, it's a mental attitude that they have built in themselves from the beginning of their being there. They survived, and they were the ones to survive. And so you say, well, they had that mutation, that immunization built into them. Well, not really. It was a mental thing from the very beginning. And because it was a mental thing from the very beginning, it went on for all of their people. Now, there is talk about monkeys on an island in the South Pacific, and these monkeys are living there like monkeys anywhere else. And then one monkey decides he's going to wash himself before he eats. It's a strange thing, and, you know, rather unusual. But the monkey washes himself before he eats, and then he eats. And pretty soon, all the other monkeys are washing themselves before they eat, because he has established a time. But the strange thing is, on some other islands, far distant from this island, with no communication and no contact in any way, the monkeys, an individual monkey, is starting to do the same thing. You say, well, my goodness, where does that come from? Race consciousness or something? But it happens. Now, birds live in all kinds of weather and are untouched by it. And you say, well, certainly they huddle up in their feathers and they fluff their feathers to keep warm. Hey, have you ever been inside of a bird's feather, you know? Have you ever been inside of a bird's body? Well, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's that thin skin, and then the blood vessels in there, and then the digestive system, and all the rest of the stuff that's inside of the body. My gosh, if we were to do something with that, it would freeze solid in no time, just like that, because it is so acceptable to it, but it doesn't do that. No. Why is it they don't? They're their feet. Have you ever seen the bird's feet? And they can wiggle their toes and hold on to the branch and so on. And they have this tiny little covering of material over their toes, over the blood vessels. And if they didn't have the blood vessels in there, they wouldn't have the live meat in their feet to move their toes and hold on to the branch. Now, a sleet storm, snowstorm, ice storm comes along, and they're still flinging away. And yes, sometimes they get knocked down, sometimes they get killed, but essentially they are not. Essentially they are untouched by the weather. And we say, well, how strange. Now, there are birds that fly south for the winter, and these birds are touched by the winter, and so they fly south. But some of them live in the north even in the winter, and they live in the north and they find broke ice, they find holes in the ice of the lakes and the rivers so they can drink and eat and live. But most amazing, how do they do that? How do you have the capacity to do that too? How do the Tierra del Fuego Indians have the capacity to do that? Well, they have the capacity to do that because they choose to do that. They choose to do that. Why would these emperor penguins in Antarctica live there when they didn't have to? They could be moved away to another area. They could have created themselves being living in another area, but they live there. And why do they make this crazy program for themselves that they go way inland and have their eggs, and then the female gives the eggs to the husband, to the male, and the male holds the egg and has nothing to eat for several months while the wife goes and tanks up at the ocean. And she goes miles, over 60 miles out away to the ocean, and then she eats and she lives, and then she comes back, and then she feeds the male, and she feeds the newborn chick, and she takes care of the newborn chick, and she and the male and the newborn chick head back toward the ocean, 60 miles. And if you've ever gone, as an emperor penguin goes, clup, 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 mm-hmm. little thing, and you know what they do? You know what the penguins do? I thought that was very charming. They lay down on their belly, and they slide down the hills whenever they can. They take long, you haven't seen that movie?
No, you have seen it.
Oh, yeah, well, it's a charming. It's the emperor penguins story, but very fascinating. It is not... exciting movie because you feel so it's more of a nature type film, you know, and you feel very sad for the penguins who lose their babies, and the man is standing there having an argument with his neighbor. No, it's not this way, it's that way, it's this way. And then the egg rolls off his feet, and before he gets a chance to get it back, the egg has been frozen. And so he feels sad about it, but you see that happening, and you think to yourself, keep your mind on your business there, boy. And many eggs lose their way but that way. And if the penguins were wise, instead of letting the eggs be lost, they would peck the eggs open and eat them, you know. That would be some food for them. But they don't do that even. The eggs are just off limits. They're no longer interesting. Birds live in all kinds of weather and are untouched by it. We can live in all kinds of weather and be untouched by it too. We can be completely, this is what one of our themes of our seminar is here, of our spiritual retreat. our theme is being comfortable. And we'll be entering into that concept soon of being comfortable. But think about it. If birds can do this, because it is their race consciousness to do that, you know, and it is the race consciousness of other birds not to survive, because if they come from another area of the world, and say the jungle, and then they come up to the northern areas, and they have to face that freezing weather, they're not race consciousness to it. They're not mentally acclimated to it. And it's not. There's nothing that can be done in the physical body to acclimate yourself to it. You don't have some antifreeze in your blood system that allows you to do it. Some of the polar bears and some of the north country creatures do have an unusual blood content which keeps the blood from freezing. But these are things that they have acclimated to. These are things that they have created for themselves. It's just like we have our generator on our motorhome, and it says summer or winter. And in the summer, it can flow more thickly. The oil can be a thicker constitution. And in the winter, the oil has to be a very thin constitution with a great viscosity so it can move through the engine parts and do its job. So, you see, those are things that we have created, and those are things we have made. And think about what sort of a person you are. If birds can live in all kinds of weather and be untouched by it, why can't you? When I walk around these paths here naked in the early mornings and it's quite cold, if I touch my body, I'm cold. If I don't touch my body, I don't think a thing. I don't feel a thing. I'm not disturbed in the slightest. It's wonderful. But if you touch your body, you say, oops, I'm cold, you know. But that's just an attitude. You're not really cold. Oh, you could have a temperature, cold or whatever, but this is something quite beautiful if we can be in charge of it. What are the birds? The birds are comfortable. What are the polar bears? Jumping into the ice-cold ocean. The penguins jumping into the ocean, ice cold, underneath the ice and stuff like that. They're comfortable. They're just comfortable. That's the only word we can have for it. And think about that. That's a good word. Just say, I am always comfortable. And when you say, I am always comfortable, then so it is. So, be ready for some more of these wonderful, fabulous concepts. And we'll be sharing more with you on this, as that's the way to be comfortable. Birds live in all kinds of weather and are untouched by it. Have a lovely day. You know, I love you. I love you. I love you.